you missed it live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Have you heard of the new green gold? Well, that's what it's typically been dubbed as. And we're talking about avocado as a fruit. Many of you as South Africans, much like me, must certainly enjoy this delicacy. But of course, we also know that there's a strong export market for avocado. But if you have been paying attention not only to the price, but its availability on the shelves, you might have some interesting questions to raise. So we thought we'd get Thabile Nkunjana, agricultural economist, to help us understand some of the concerns around a shortage of avocados that some retail groups like Woolworths have confirmed is taking place. Thabile, welcome to the show. Lovely to speak to you in the new year.
Good evening to you, Gugu, and always a pleasure to be with you guys and the listeners at home.
Thanks so much. I guess first things first, are we experiencing a shortage of avocados in South Africa?
It seems, Gugu, there's a bit of shortage in across several stores across the country. But I want to mention that so that at least I don't alarm people to like greater degree that this would probably be sporadic across certain areas based on where the region, the cities are sitting at, and also based on where their avocados are coming from. Because for now, the issue has been that the country, for instance, that will normally supply us around this time has kind of had a typical issue or a glitch that sort of limited our supply, because at this time South Africa's market it starts to supply us around end of January to early February, and for now that looks like it's going to be a bit later on. As a result, there is a bit of shortage in certain areas, but this is not necessarily a uniform across the country.
Got you. And maybe let's unpack why the shortage is taking place. As you said, it's been rather sporadic.
Yeah. So the main issue around this time, as I said, from, for instance, traditionally from October to January of every year, South Africa's biggest supplier of avocado is Tanzania. And that is mainly because, you know, there's a reason we have a trade across the world, because there are certain periods where a certain country will not have a particular product. And for South Africa, being that around that time, we don't have larger supplies of avocados. As a result, we tend to rely on imports. As a result, we had that kind of an issue in terms of Tanzania supplying us as much as we wanted, mainly later in November to coming to this year. But at least it looks like Mozambique, which is normally another supplier every year, South Africa does have avocado. The issue with that is probably going to be those unrest that is currently happening there. So we are hoping that it's not going to necessarily impact the country getting that, because for South Africa, we're waiting our local supply, which will start at least in February, which is in 2-3 weeks from now on. Until then, we're going to be having some sporadic, you know, distribution or availability of avocados across certain countries, across certain retailers and other typical stores that one gets his or her avocados in the country.
Got you. So clearly speaks to the seasonality, and that also impacts production and availability. I want to talk about the market, especially when we compare local demand versus export market. Yeah. There was a time where, as mentioned in the intro, avocado was described as the green gold just because of the significance of the demand we had from outside of our borders. What do the comparisons look like now, and how has that, I guess, grown or evolved in the last few years?
The avocado is becoming a very important commodity in general, and this is mainly because it is being in its use is increasing in terms of what is being used for. A lot of, you know, products that are used for it, just because it has certain qualities that it benefits humans, be it is for consumption or other things. So generally, there has been a demand on it. As a result, even in South Africa, we have seen an increase in our production because we are seeing that the world requires a lot of this product. But unfortunately, it's a product that depends on climate-related issues. At times, you would have a shortage across, and then sometimes you'll have a demand that exceeds generally the supply. And that's when you'll see some typical shortages, as they were. For instance, Germany, which is one of South Africa's top markets where we export, our avocado, for instance, it was experiencing some bit of shortages with alternative markets, such as Chile, having to ask for higher prices, you know, for it. This was last year, towards end of the year. And that was the time when our local supply was kind of declining already, which made perhaps one thing that had led to a lot of farmers selling their product outside because they are seeing some typically good prices outside. Uh-huh. But in generally, even for South Africa, we have seen quite a significant increase in our avocados, which have increased from 28,000 from 2004 to around 70,000 as of 2023. So that's 150% increase.
So when we put this into kilograms, that becomes very practical. I did see some data that actually mentions that back in 2021, a kilogram of avocados was between 10 and 20 rand. And now we're talking anything between 90 to 112 rand.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. There, I mean, but also it's important, Google, to say at least that sometimes the price, I mean, it's always going to be a matter of supply and demand. So there's going to be a period where you're going to see that kilogram being sold a little bit lesser because we have more supply locally. But again, when there's a typical issue in terms of its supply, I mean, as I was saying earlier on, that sometimes the issues around temperature and the climate change that negatively impacts, especially when an issue is from countries like Peru, those are the leading exporters and producers of these things, including South Africa at that. So there is always going to be an issue around prices, but prices are heavily dependent on the issues of supply and demand across the world.
Got you. As you've mentioned, this conversation is not intended to cause any alarm, but really just help educate us as South Africans should we see that we might not see a strong flow of supply of avocados. But what do we need to be mindful of as consumers going forward?
I think the most important thing, as I said earlier on, is that there's going to be a period, I mean, where there's going to be a little shortage of these things. And especially South Africa, I think for this year, the problem is that it looks like there's been a bit of a delay from the avocados that we typically get earlier on. I was actually even taking some pictures of that. I saw as of today, after I've seen some news around this, they are relatively remain quite smaller compared to the average that you've seen in the previous years. And this is something that, again, can be linked to the production and, of course, the weather climates that will sometimes, you know, actually most of the time would impact this. So we should not be, you know, always be judgmental about what is happening. It's not necessarily something specific to South Africa. Again, it's something that it happens across the world, as it has experienced, for instance, in Italy. There were higher prices for avocados in Italy last year around September, August. The same thing was seen in Germany as well. And now it's potentially going to be the case in South Africa, at least for the next few weeks, maybe 2 or 3 weeks.
Got you. Shoo. And growing avocados is not something that takes place overnight, right? From what I understand, 3, 7, 13 years, depending on how you get started. So I guess we'll start appreciating the value of an avocado even much more. Thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm saying absolutely, we're going to be, we need to appreciate that because it's quite an important product for a number of things, which is used multiple from multiple products, production, consumption, and of course, from other issues that you know, people use for maybe for some products that they use for their skin and so forth. So it is increasingly an important product. As a result of that, we're going to always see these kind of talks from time to time.
Any friends from Limpopo with an avocado tree in their grandmother's backyard, you are welcome to deliver.
And those are the right ones to talk to.
Exactly. Tavile, such a pleasure speaking to you as always, sir.
Always a pleasure to work with you. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Tabile Nkunjana, agricultural economist there, helping us discuss what themes we see around avocados. Whether you add it to your pizza, have it as guacamole, or enjoy it as it is, one thing's for certain is that many of us as South Africans will be paying attention to what we see regarding avocado availability, but also its pricing.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.